obviously needed to get stops late in the game, and you got them. And what does that say about this defense and its resiliency?
Oh, man, we got a lot of heart. We got a lot of heart on this defense, man. We got stepped up, ready to make plays. It wasn't pretty, but we got it done.
What were your huddles like there late in the game? What were you telling each other?
Oh, man, no. It was all positivity, man. Everybody was fishing for the ball, trying to figure out the way to change the game.
When you have Navarro making his Raiders debut, what do you look at as far as this potential of this defense, you know, once he learns it?
It's still the beginning. It's still the beginning. We're making a push. But at the same time, having a guy like that, so much experience, especially down the stretch, having late experience in games and knowing situations, it changed the game. As you can kind of tell a little bit.
Khalil, what were those last 18 seconds like for you? As you're on the sidelines, you think you score twice, they both get called back, you think the game's over, there's penalties back and forth. What was that like?
It wasn't no doubt in my mind, man. There wasn't no doubt in my mind on DC.
Yeah.
Just knowing the clutch, you know what I mean, the clutch capability that he had, and then the weapons that he has, Crab. I remember whispering that Crab ear, like, hey, let's go get it. He went out and got the touchdown, but they called it back.
Yeah.
But just knowing the weapons that he has, man, Coop showing up big, it wasn't no doubt in my mind.
You've seen him do this repeatedly over the course of time, but given the circumstances, given the situation you guys were in with the four straight losses, was this as good as it gets in terms of those fourth quarters for him?
Absolutely. I don't think I've seen nothing like that in my life. That was a special one.
Can this be the springboard you guys need?
Yeah, but just one game at a time, man. This is a good game, good win for us, but looking forward to the next one, man. Gonna get a little time, rest our bodies, and prepare for the next one.
You guys getting 4 days off?
Shit, who knows? I don't really take too much time off, but I'm gonna look at the film tonight and get ready for Buffalo.
What about when Marshawn ran onto the field during that play where Peters hit Carr after the whistle?
Yeah, I didn't know if they were just, you know what I'm saying, just talking. I know Peters is his cousin, right? And so I didn't know if he was just talking trash to him, trying to play around or what, but just knowing that you got DC on the ground and you still got hit him late, these guys love their quarterback, you know what I'm saying? And, they're going to protect him at all costs. But we got to use our head at the end of, in that situation.
Khalil, you said that you guys just looking forward to the next game, but how much was this to saving your season to win this game tonight?
Say that one more time.
How much was it to save your season just to get this kind of a win? I mean, I know you were looking forward to the next game, but knowing how big this game was.
Everybody knew what was at stake. Came out by the knees, man. We need this win. That's what you saw there at the end.
Given all the dramatic finishes last year, how comfortable were you guys late in the game in the fourth quarter playing in high pressure?
Yeah, it was real comfortable, man. It was real comfortable knowing the situation, knowing what we were going to get, and then knowing all we had to do was get the quarterback and get a stop and get an offense the ball, especially when they had like 2 minutes left, two plus. We knew we got a great feeling. Coach Jack was saying it on the sideline. Everybody kept saying it. There's a lot of positive energy. And, it was no doubt in my mind.
How was that exchange? When you made that stop, you left the field with just over 2 minutes left in the game. How was that exchange when you came off the field and the offense came on the field? Was there any words exchanged? Was there feeling? Was there anything?
It's just a feeling. You know what the offense is going to do. You seen Coop make that catch, take it about 20, 30 yards. And then you seen 87 catch the ball. It's just huge moments, man. He stepped up big.
How big was it to see Bo get that hit on his former teammate, Alex Smith?
Oh, man, that was good. That was good. That was good. He hit him hard. He hit him pretty hard. I think Alex Smith, he got up trying to figure out who hit him. And I was trying to figure it out, too. I didn't know if it was him or Bruce. And, that was a good lick.
What kind of influence did Bowman have on this defense today?
I mean, just having the confidence, the man in the middle. Calling the plays and everybody listening. And just the experience level, man, it's very important, and it's what this defense needed.
Kareem Hunt's been killing it all season. How are you guys able to limit him today?
You say what?
Kareem Hunt, he's been killing it all season. How are you guys able to limit him today?
That's what we knew we wanted to do, man. We wanted to come in and stop the run. He got a few big ones. Tried to contain him, man. He's a hell of a player. But at the same time, it's not so much containing, it's just playing fundamentally sound football and going out and doing what we can to try to win the game.
Khalil, how crazy was that in Houston, like that in your life?
Never in my life, man. But I knew they could pull it out.